PM if you'd like to start the recorder, Jim.
It supposedly started.
Will now be recorded.
All right, well, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Energy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. Just want to go over a couple of telephone participation process. Just be aware of background noise. Please keep your devices silenced, but do not put your phone on hold. Please wait to speak until I offer opportunities to do so. Please use the raise hand icon if you want to speak, and public comment is limited to 3 minutes. We ask that you state your name and representation each time you speak, and of course, TAC members when making and seconding motions. Okay, with that, I'm going to go to the next piece, which is to go over some background noise, establish that we have a quorum. Drew Smith?
Present.
Good. Oscar Kaya?
I'm here.
Okay. Bob Cushell? Bob, I know you're here, so I'm marking you present. Tim Grabowski?
Present.
Commissioner John?
Here.
Ryan Luksic?
Here.
Tony Morgan? I see Tony is here. I'm going to mark him present. Jonathan Parks? Jonathan, I see, is here as well.
He'll need to unmute himself.
Tony, yeah, you'll have to unmute yourself. There you go.
Here you go. Sorry about that.
No problem. Got you, Tony. Got you, Jonathan. Roger Sanders?
Yep, I'm here.
And David Wozniak. David? All right, one more time, David. All right, well, we have 9 of 10, so we clearly have a quorum. Drew, did you want to do the agenda in the minutes and turn it back, or how did you want to do it?
Go ahead and do it, Jeff.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Today's agenda is to approve the minutes and the agenda, and then to provide the commission with your recommendation regarding energy code compliance software to the 8th edition 2023. You make your recommendation to the commission regarding an energy software compliance software submittal. Is there a motion, please, to approve the minutes, the agenda as posted by name?
So moved, Cochelle.
Oscar, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Just checking one more time, is David Wozniak joined? Okay, before I forget, we have from DDPR, Norman Bellamy, Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Justin Vogel, and I believe Marlita Peters is also on. And I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. All right, the next piece is to review the meeting minutes from your last meeting, June 27th, 2025, unless there's any revisions or corrections. Is there a motion to approve by name, please?
Motion to approve, Cochelle. Second, Sanders.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so we're ready for our main piece here, and I'm just going to give a quick overview of procedural sequencing as well as just a little background before we start. There's a submittal for energy code compliance software, which is the Ecotrope version 5.4.1, which is for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements using specified methods that were laid out in the application. Staff, DBPR Mo provided comments requesting the applicant revise their application to address staff's comments. They're primarily formatting and they're not technical in nature. Moat has spoken with them and the applicant has agreed to revise their application to address the comments, requesting some additional time to do so. So we're recommending a recommendation for conditional approval. The proposed motion would be the Energy Tech recommends that the commission conditionally approve Ecotrope version 5.1 for demonstrating compliance with residential building energy requirements using the prescriptive total UA alternative method, the performance method R405, and the EIRI method R406, subject to the applicant revising the submittal to address the comments provided by BBPR staff. So that's a quick overview. The sequencing is the vendor may have, if they want, a few minutes, up to five maximum collectively, to provide any additional information. If they do want to, I would ask them to raise their hand. There's no need to review and or respond to staff's comments since staff is recommending conditional approval, and that's if you've spoken with staff and have an understanding. There's no reason to go through that with the TAC here. It would be appreciated if you have anything to add, just add new stuff. Mo will provide staff's perspective regarding the application, which I think has already been essentially summarized. TAC has any questions they would like to ask, they're free to do so. If there's any public comment, up to 3 minutes, use the raise hand icon, and then the TAC discussion and decision on the software application. So that's the process, the sequence, as well as the recommendation, which of course was to initially approve that, and I'll review that motion again later as needed. Any TAC member have any questions regarding the process? Okay, well, in that case, what I'm gonna ask is, let's see, let me just do this. Jim, no longer sharing, correct?
Correct. You want it?
Right. Okay, good. Alrighty then.
Do you want
the applicant? No, I don't need it right now. Thanks. I was just making sure that I wasn't still showing up. Does the applicant, whomever from there, Patrick, I see is here, do you want any extra time to say any additional things? And again, please do not go through the comments and respond to them. There's a written submittal and staff and you have spoken. That's all that's needed from the TAC perspective. If you'd like to, go ahead. I'll start your time.
Okay. Yeah, sure thing.
Introduce yourself, too. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm Patrick. I'm account manager for HERS Raters and Providers with Ecotrope. We also have Nico and Yafart, who are developers from our team, are attending this call today as well. They're on the software development side and energy modeling. We're a software company. We're based in Boston. We support over 100 different energy codes across the country. And over the last 2 years, we're primarily serve HERS Raters. Over the last 2 years, more and more HERS Raters in Florida have started using our software and asked that, hey, can we support the Florida Energy Code? So that's why we pursued this, and we worked with Mo quite a bit to do so. And I think there was only one item at, basically we've addressed all the comments. There's one item that we've asked for a little bit more time to get out the door. But we really appreciate you guys taking the time, and we're happy to address any comments or concerns that you may have. But that's really all I have today, Jeff.
Great, thanks, Patrick. Okay, Mo, would you like to go ahead and just provide any additional information before I see if any TAC members have any questions?
Yeah, this is Mo Mandani. Good afternoon. We did review the program, and as you see, we have a list of comments, and those comments mainly consist of clarifying limitations of the applications in accordance with the Florida Energy Code. for a residential application, labeling the form, make sure that it's labeled for compliance with the Florida Energy Code, correcting references so that all references are to the Florida Energy Code. Correcting certain applications such as system efficiencies, make sure that's in compliance with the energy code. The printout and, you know, what's required and all that has been communicated to Batrix, the administrator for this program. And as I stated here, I think really, yes, the conditional approval is needed to allow mainly, you know, the group to first of all make the corrections as agreed on in the comments and the response, and to allow the staff to review those corrections to make sure that they're consistent with the staff comments. So conditional approval would be the appropriate way to go. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mo. Any tech members have any questions they'd like to ask? Clarifying questions of any sort? Okay, is there anybody from the public wish to comment? If you do, please make sure you use the raise hand icon. All right, I don't see any. I'm going to come back to the tech. So what we're looking for then, you know, after any discussion you want to have, is a motion to recommend that the Florida Building Commission conditionally approve Ecotrope version 5.1 for demonstrating compliance with residential building energy requirements using the prescriptive total UA alternative method, the performance method R405, and the ERI method R406, subject to the applicant revising the submittal to address the comments provided by DBPR staff. So someone wants to make that motion in a second.
I'll make that motion.
Hey, Bob, thank you.
Second, Grabowski.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposed? That would be unanimous in support of the motion. Just to check, David, have you joined? David Wozniak, have you joined the call? Well, that leaves nine. So it's a 9-0 unanimous vote in support of the conditional approval, as I read it to the record. Junior, comments from anybody from the public and or from the staff or the TAC? I'm going to turn to our chair, Drew, to tell us that we stand adjourned. Drew?
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. Thanks, Peter, for the presentation, and we stand adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Be well.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.